Families caring for adult disabled children say the Ministry of Health's attempt to fix the problems with disability support services have missed the mark. 6 months ago, the appeal court suggested the Health Ministry rewrite its policy for services provided so disabled people could understand it. Now, the policy requires disabled people, including those who can't speak or are intellectually disabled, to become an employer. The Court of Appeal described the Ministry's policies as verging on the impenetrable, and critics are saying the new guidelines don't change that. Jim Farmer QC has acted for one family. He's with us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
What exactly is the problem here?
The problem really is that the contract of employment with the disabled person as the employer is, as the Court of Appeal described it, a mere fiction. Because, of course, many disabled people are so impaired that they do not have the necessary capacity to be an employer, which are the words of the Court of Appeal. And that's undoubtedly right. I mean, a contract of employment envisages an employer laying down terms or asking for terms of employment and conditions of employment that suit the employer, and then the employee decides whether to agree to it. So the notion of a disabled person who may be intellectually impaired, you very often are, determining conditions of employment and terms, and then asking the parent or the family caregiver to negotiate with them on those terms is just nonsense.
These new guidelines that were meant to fix the problem haven't. Have they made it any better at all?
No, I've read them, and they take you to a further set of suggested terms, some of which are said to be mandatory. Now, a lawyer can follow that, although a lawyer would find it incomprehensible in the sense that I've just described, that it just doesn't make sense in terms of who the parties are and what their particular roles are. But a disabled person, with great respect, is going to have an even much greater task of making sense of this.
So what does that actually mean then for people who are trying to have this situation sorted out? Does it mean that they automatically have to have a lawyer involved and therefore there are costs? And how, for example, if there is no power of attorney, how are these decisions made?
Well, the ministry does say that it will provide assistance. It talks about facilitators. It does refer to the possibility of lawyers. It does rightly then say, but of course, if you have a lawyer, that's going to cost you money. So the whole scheme itself is, to use a Court of Appeal's word, really impenetrable or inaccessible for someone wanting to get access to the funded care policy. And that's borne out by the numbers, because the current number of families using the policy is under 400, whereas what was predicted at the time the policy was introduced was 1,600 families. So there are 1,200 families out there who just find it too hard to use it.
It sounds nonsensical, almost satirical, that this is the situation that people are ending up in. But actually it's pretty tragic and pretty traumatic for those involved, I would imagine.
Absolutely, absolutely. And certainly the people who've talked to me and the people I've acted for, it's a highly emotional and chaotic state that they find themselves in, and really I think it's borders on the cruel.
If it's bordering on the cruel, what has to be done to prevent any further harm from being done?
Well, there has to be, I think the state has to assume a greater degree of control and abandon this fictional notion of a contract of employment. But more importantly, I think the state also has to, or the ministry, has to actually make valid and realistic assessments of the needs of the person and of what has to be done by the family caregiver to help them, and to get away from the idea of assessing the needs based on 1 minute for this and 2 minute for that, and then you add it all up at the end of the week and you get 15 or 16 hours, when the reality is that the family caregiver, it's really a 24/7 job. No one's saying they should be paid 24/7, but it has to be recognised that this is a full-time job.
Appreciate your time this morning and for fleshing that out and explaining it to us. Jim Farmer there, he is a QC, he's acted for one family. regarding the situation with the Ministry of Health and the Disability Support Services. The fix there seeming to have missed the mark.